Blog Talk Radio.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto ain't expressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Man, that's how you feel. On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the struggle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I see was black and blue. Soldiers showing love.
Hey, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Today we will be talking about what it takes to be a good father. Now, I'm not a father. I'm a mother, so I don't necessarily know what it takes to be a good father. But I know that I had a good father in my life, one that listened and he needed a little bit of work, but everybody's human and, you know, everybody has their faults and downfalls. You just try and make up for, you know, and learn from your mistakes. Sarita?
Yeah. Hey.
What makes a good father?
What makes
a great father?
What makes a great father? A father that's there no matter what. A father that's there that loves their children. That's going to bend over backwards for them, whether they're with the mother or not. That's what makes a great father. Being concerned about their children, no matter what. That's the main concern, is your children. Not a woman, not, you know, friends.
For
me, I had a good dad. My dad, he stayed in our lives, whether him and my mom was together or not. He stayed in our lives. He took care of us. You know, he took us shopping. He took us places. He was a constant male in my life, you know, and he made me look up to him and want that kind of dad in my kids' life. And in turn, my kids have a dad like that. They have a great father, whether we're together or not. He takes care of his kids.
That's good.
You know, and he don't focus on nothing. Everything we do is for our kids. That's our main focus.
That's good. All right. Well, I guess the gentleman that we were going to ask about fatherhood, the actual father in the room, is back. Okay, Michael?
Hey, what's up?
Are you a great father?
Yeah, I try to be. You know what I mean? Well, actually, I am.
What makes you a great father?
What makes me a great father? Because I do any and everything for my child, regardless. You know what I'm saying? I'm not with their mother, you know, but I'm still there for my child. Anything that my child needs, you know what I'm saying, I got her.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless.
Okay, regardless. So it's all about your child. You don't,
exactly.
You know, the woman don't have to act a certain way for you to do something for your child?
No.
Okay.
She doesn't do nothing. You know what I'm saying? She can do nothing. I mean,
she don't have to do nothing. Okay,
We'll leave it there. Nice. So, what wouldn't you do for your child, Mike?
What wouldn't I do?
Yeah.
What wouldn't I?
What lengths would you go?
I would do anything. It doesn't matter, you know. Whatever she needs is what she needs. You know what I'm saying?
You've got girls, too, don't you?
Yeah, I got two girls.
No boys.
So when you're around your girls, how old are your girls, if I might ask?
11 years old, should be 12 in November, and 7 months old.
So are you giving your girls something to look for, too? Because, like with my father, I model my father. I look up to my father. I wanted any man that came around me to be just as caring as my father. You know, and my father showed me that. I mean, do you do that for your girl?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I try to, you know, like my 11-year-old, she's very smart. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I try to show her the best. You know, I try to show her what kind of man she does not want. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want her to want the old me, you know, because that's what she would always see, you know. But now I'm trying to show her something different, and she sees it, and she likes it, you know, because, hey, It's dad.
Oh, goodness. All right, we've got a caller on the line. We're going to go to 96 Peak. How you doing today?
Hey, I'm blessed. This is Dorsey from One Way. I wrote the book One Way Production, and we're talking about dads, huh?
We are talking about what makes a great father.
Okay, well, I know my real dad. I can count him out. He just beat us. But my stepdad came into our life. And when my stepdad came into my life, he just changed me. And it was six of us. And I took my hat to that man for sticking it out with all six of us, bad kids. And he's still there today. So a great father is a man that comes in and do what a man's supposed to do no matter what.
You're right about that. You know, a great father doesn't necessarily have to be a biological father. A great father can be, you know, a man that chose to step in and step up to and take care of responsibilities that aren't necessarily his, but because he has love for the mother, he's going to take care of those kids like they are his.
Yes, yes. And it rubbed off on me to today where I just love on kids no matter who kids they are. You know, and I love it, and I learned that from my stepdad. So I want to give big shouts out to my stepdad and all the good fathers out here, because we need these dads in these kids' lives, especially these boys right now.
Yes, sir. Well, shout out to Dorsey's stepdad. He did a decent job.
Shout out.
Thank you.
We're
going to
start
doing
that on Blog Talk now. A 5-minute area where you can just call up and do shout outs.
Shout out.
Hey, y'all have a blessed day, and thanks for having me.
Thank you. You too. Stay safe out there.
All right. Bye now.
Well, that was one member of our outreach team. The rest of our outreach team apparently has yet to call. I believe I had a pretty good dad growing up. My dad, you know, he's one of those guys that, you know, you could go to with anything. You know, unfortunately, the one thing is he was more of a friend than a parent. So I worked with it well, but I didn't, on the other hand, because I think I probably could have used a little more discipline in my life.
Right.
You know, because my mom was working two jobs trying to keep us during the day. My dad had us every other weekend, and, you know, it was pretty much kick it with dad. And I think I kind of, you know, I lost the parenting role somewhere in there when I was about 13, 14 years old, when I, you know, my dad started allowing me to cuss around him. And at about 15 years old, I started smoking cigarettes around my dad. And if I ran out of a pack, I could ask my dad for a pack, and he'd buy me a pack of cigarettes at 15 years old. You know, he wanted to be my friend, not my father.
Yeah, he was too cool.
Yeah, but, you know, at 15, you think that's the coolest thing in the world.
Yeah, right. Too cool.
I know. All right, here we go. Another caller, 5737. How you doing today?
I'm doing real good. How you doing today?
I am fabulous. What makes a great father?
I think that it's a lot of things that make a great father. It's not just a few things. I'm a father, and I found that, you know, discipline is a must. You know, it's cool to get along with your kids, but they ain't necessarily got to like you. You know, sometimes when your kids don't like you, then you're doing a great job. If they like you, then that means you're letting them get away with too much. They respect you is something that I think a child needs, to be able to respect their parents. Fathers need to be really involved in their kids' lives. It's like, you know, being able to, you know, spend time with them. It ain't about money. It's not about, and it's not just for fathers. It's, I think, parents, period. You know, it ain't about money and things. It's about time. It's something that a lot of the black men in the community We don't get the time we need with our father. We seem to miss all that.
You're right about that, Alonzo. We got another caller on the line. You sound kind of distracted. I'm going to let you go ahead and keep on working out there in the outreach team. You take care. Have a great night. Be safe out there. 1436, you're on the air. How you doing today?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Hi. How you doing? Who we got on the line?
You want to talk?
Oh, 1436 has dropped. So, that's unfortunate. We've got somebody else, though. 7847. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you doing, Erica? This is Adrius.
Hey, I'm doing good. Adrius, now, you're one of the very few on our team that doesn't know what it's like to be a father, but what makes a great father?
What makes a good father is, I mean, it's a lot of fathers out here, you know, that's not spending time with their kids, you know. It's not about the money. It's all that matters is just taking time all your day, you know, kicking with your loved ones, your babies, you know. But a lot of brothers ain't doing that right nowadays. But I suggest anybody, you know what I'm saying, to spend some time with their kids and show some love. It ain't about the money. It ain't about the gifts. It ain't about all that. It's about, you know, respect. I mean, taking time out of your day and spending your time with your kids.
Yep, yep. Now, I didn't get a chance to ask Alonzo this question. Did you ever, growing up, did you have anything that was just, like, for you and your dad, like traditions or anything like that? You know, like a lot of American kids go out and go fishing on the weekends with their dads or something like that. Did you do anything like that with your dad?
Yeah, I did stuff like that with my dad. I mean, we went out. I mean, he used to take me fishing when I was young growing up, you know, when I was, like, 8 years, 9 years old. And after that, he got kind of distracted, you know, but he made it out. He made it back to me, though. You know, I still go kicking with him every now and then, you know, when we talk, you know what I'm saying, talk about how my day is, how his day is and all that, even though we don't do a lot together no more.
Well, that's good. That's good. You know, it's still important, even though you are a grown adult, to keep a relationship with your parents. And I kind of realized that myself, you know, just these past couple weeks, I realized that it had been, you know, a year since I've even seen my dad. My dad called me the day before my birthday to wish me a happy birthday because he forgot it was the next day instead of the same day. So,
right.
You know, it's really, you know, it's important to keep that relationship going all throughout, even adulthood and stuff.
That's right.
Holy
cow. Definitely right.
We just got about 15 more callers. Adrius, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you, Adrius.
Throwing your input on us. We are going to move on to another caller. Let's see who else we got on here. Let's go to 9016.
Right there.
Hey, 9016.
Hello?
Welcome to Blog Talk. How are you today?
Hey, what's up? This is Mel. Many happy mad dad.
Hey there.
Hey, it's our Father of the Year award recipient.
Hey.
Congratulations.
All right.
Mel
so
will be seeing the Father of the Year award on Saturday at the Festival for Fathers.
Yeah.
How you feel about that, Melvin?
I feel good.
Yes, we are talking about fathers.
Yeah.
So tell us, Melvin, what makes a good father?
Is the dad that's going to be in his child's life consistently, teaching him and you know what I'm saying, helping them to grow to be the best person that they can be. What makes a good father is a father that's willing to take responsibility for the good and bad that his child does. You know what I'm saying? That's what makes a good father.
Yep, you're right about that. So is that the type of father you are that got you winning that award?
I hope that's what got me winning the award. I try to be a father the more than just mine, though. You know, a lot of kids don't have a father. A lot of kids just have a male in their life. They don't have a father figure. You know, it's just somebody that they mom is dating at the time.
That's right.
So, you know, I try to be a father the more than just mine.
That's right.
That's what got you that award. There you go. Not only being a father to your own children, but being father to the children, other children in the community, looking out for them.
Right. Exactly. You know, we got to take responsibility even for the kids that we didn't bring into this world. So,
yes, we do, because it takes a village to raise a child. All right, thank you for calling in, Melvin. We're going to move on. We've got a lot of callers on the line now. Let's see who else we got here. 0394. You are on Blog Talk Radio. How are you doing today?
Who? Hey,
hi,
this is my
champion.
How you doing, sweetie?
Hey,
how
mama.
Are you? Hey, how are you?
All right, miss you.
I miss you too, baby. Hope to see you like real soon.
Real soon.
You too,
hey,
Miss Erica.
I'm going to Vegas. I'm coming to Vegas in a couple months.
Are you? Well, when you get ready to come to Vegas, guess what? Call Mama Treese, and I'll have my sons and my daughters. They'll take you out on the town because you know I don't do that young stuff. Okay?
Oh, good, good, because I'm coming for 3 days. I need to live it up for them 3 days. I probably won't
baby.
Sleep, but...
You'll get it in. You'll get it in. I got a couple of my kids here, which they are on the line. They done called in themselves, and we out here sitting by the pool. I've been out here doing some leg exercises, so I'm getting it in. And I'm hearing y'all talking about fathers.
Yes, ma'am. We've got the Festival for Fathers coming up on Saturday, so we thought that a good topic for the blog talk today would be what makes a good father, a great father, you know?
A good father. Now, you know what's the difference between a father and a dad?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, we got a lot of fathers. Not too many dads. Dads, to me, is the ones that stays and take the kids to the doctors. Daddies are the ones that the little girls can sit on daddy's laps and daddy can wipe their tears. You see what I'm saying? Daddy shows up at school. It's so many fathers in Minnesota, and not just in Minnesota. I have a good father out here. I have a good son that is a good father, Jay Smooth, and I'm sure he's on the line. And he could tell you more about what a father, who a father is, and what his position is as being a good father. But what makes that father is his walk. That's what makes that man and that father is his walk. And just staying still, staying placed, being solid and being firm, where his word is what he lived by. If he keep it real out his mouth, it'll be less pain to his heart because it won't follow him in the future. A kid won't be able to say, well, Daddy, you told me you was coming over there, over here, and I was waiting on you. No show. You see what I'm saying?
You're right. Yes.
So, I go on and answer some of the mother phones, and Mama Treese going to sit back and enjoy the show.
Okay,
talk to you in a minute.
All right, let's see. We got 0489. You are on the air with Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How you doing?
I'm good. Who we got on the line?
My name is Jay Smooth. Mama Treese was just talking about me.
Oh, okay. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing pretty well. I was just listening in on the father situation. It was making a lot of sense to me. But like Mama Tree said, it's a lot of things when it comes down to being a father and being a dad, because it's two different things, and we need both, because a father could turn into a dad overnight, so you never know. But one thing about me, like she said, and I have only one son. Sometimes when you have more kids, it's a little bit more difficult, but I could just speak for me and my one son. It's not easy, and especially for me, because I'm freestyling. That's another thing that fathers and dads need to know, that you go, it's okay to freestyle it. I never had a father or a dad, neither one. You understand? But I got it together because I wasn't scared to get it together. You understand? And it's a beautiful thing when you're in your kid's life. A lot of people will be scared to do it, and it's a lot of mothers that's running the fathers or the dads away, you know. But you got to be stronger than that, because right. at the same time, right. there's legal ways to do it. You know, and if you can, you don't even want to go through the legal ways. You want to just be able to get along with your son's mother, or, you know, and just abide by that, you know. And like I said, it's never easy, but it's a beautiful challenge. I mean, we got so many challenges we have to go through in life anyway. So why not that be a priority to life, you know?
Yes.
It's like, I mean, it's crazy. Like, okay. It's crazy. I was going to say, like, my son, it's crazy. My son, I give him everything in the world, and I came from nothing, literally. That's, like, really my story. I know it's, like, everybody's story, but I'm one of everybody that I came from zero, but I give my son the world. I want him to live like none other. But it's crazy because he grew up so different, because he don't even care about none of the things that I offer him, the things that kids would die for, would do anything for, would shoot you for, kill for. I give them all that, and it doesn't even mean anything to them. It just, only thing that means something to them is that I'm there. You know what I mean? That he's with his father. So it's just crazy. It's deep, but it's a beautiful thing, having a father, being a father. Like I said, being a dad is even deeper, because, like I said, that's when you're really there. That's like Mama's Tree said, that's when you're at the hospital appointments, you're at football practice, you're at graduations, and you're not missing any of these things. The only way you can miss these things is if you're trying to do things to better your son or better your daughter or whatever, you know what I mean, whoever that kid may be. So, I mean, it's just a beautiful yes. subject. I hope everybody's tuning in to it, you know what I mean, and, you know, just be there in your kid's life. That's the only advice I can give you, just at least give it a try, you know.
That's right.
And when you come out to, I'm sorry to throw you off, and when you come out to Las Vegas too, I got you. I got this whole city, like, I got a soul food restaurant out here. You're going to love it. You're going to come out here, you're going to be enjoying it. You ain't even got to get no harm. That's Mama Trees. You know what I mean? We're going to be, we live in night, you know. We live down the street.
So listen,
I know,
young
I heard
man,
you coming
I'm coming for my birthday.
Oh, we're turning up then.
Okay, I'll be up there for my birthday. I want some soul
okay,
food.
Well, you know I got you. I'm going to make sure I take care of you so you can give us a big shout-out. Soul Food Cafe from Minnesota to Las Vegas, you know?
Okay. There we go. Yep.
Okay.
Shout-out to the Soul Food Cafe.
Now I have a question. How old are you?
I'm 32. Thank
okay,
God.
Okay, you sound younger than you are.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
That's good, but I just ask because it's good to see younger fathers, because a lot of people always use age as a reason why they're not doing what they're supposed to do. And, you know, it's just,
oh, no.
It just looks good to have a young man that's talking the way you're talking, honey.
Hey, the crazy thing about it is, but I started young. I had my son when I was 18 years old. I didn't know what I was doing. I just know that my true story is, I thought I was going to go to jail when I was 18 for a long time. Thank God I didn't. Everything worked out, but I decided I wanted to leave something in the world for everybody to remember me by, because even though I was going to jail for what I was going to jail for, I was still a good person before all that. So I wanted everybody to still see that good person. That's why I had a kid. I just rushed into it. I wound up not going to jail, and I guess that was my lesson was, now you got to raise this kid, boy. You know what I mean? So it was what it was, but it became a beautiful thing. I wouldn't trade it in for the world, you know?
That's right. That's right. Well, you keep doing a good job, honey.
Thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate hearing from you. Stay smooth in Vegas.
Stay smooth.
Sitting
so
by the
cool.
side of the pool with Mama Trees.
I'm jealous. Can't wait.
Enjoying the hot sun. I will be down there in a couple of months. All right, we got 5737 Pop back on the line with something to say. Hopefully he is not as occupied. Sir, you got a couple more comments?
Yeah, I do. I apologize for that. I really had to go. I was trying to. I didn't know the guy was flushing the toilet as soon as I walked the bathroom. You know, but I want to apologize. I just want to give a shout out to Mama Teresa. I love you. And, you know, I love the fact that, you know, you guys are doing this. And I just want to talk about men. You know, we all are role models in the community. We all are fathers. You know, whether we want to be or not, we might not even, you know, help make a child, but we can help raise a child. We can help get involved. You know, I work with the youth on a regular basis. And we need men to come out and show these young brothers what a true man is. They can't find out that we stand at the crib, you know, if we stand so busy to the point we can't step outside our own lives to help another brother or help another young man, you know, make it in this world. Because we know how hard it is going to be for a young black man or a young man to become a man, you know, so we need to give them some guidance. So I'm talking to all these brothers out here, you know, step up, step out, get out here in the community with me, man. You know, I go out with the kids on a regular basis, we take them out to eat, and I sit down, and I honestly keep it real with them. I let them know, you know, that they're at war, you know what I mean, because the system itself is against them. If they make a mistake, they throw them in the system, and they keep them in the system as long as they can drain as much out of them as they can, just like they did to me, just like they did to hundreds of other men in the community that have worked hard to try to change their background and change the things they've done in their past, and they still throw them back into their faces. We got a lot of men out here in the community that can't get jobs, can't get a place to live, you know, they can't do the things they want to do and become the man that they feel they need to be. But you know what? All you have to do, if you want to feel better about who you are and what you want to do, is help a youth. Help a young man in our community, the north side, south side, northeast side. Help one of these young brothers, you know, and let them know, man, that you're out here and that you care and that you're willing to give them the information. And the information is just the mistakes that you made. Allow yourself, you know, to humble yourself. Just let them know that, man, I made mistakes. I did this. I did that. I'm giving you an opportunity to let you know that if you do this, if you do that, this is what's going to be the outcome of it. And this is what I do with my youth. I'm not keeping back the fact I got 6 felonies. I've been incarcerated 3 times. That I've been on drugs and I've did things in my life and made a lot of different mistakes in my life. A lot of these young men listen to me because I'm the type of guy that when I was young, that they walked up to and they listened to. You understand? They listening to these guys down on the corner dressed up in all these nice clothes. You know, we might go spend $100 on an outfit, shoes, shirt, you know, and look good and take care of our family. But these young men out here spending $500-$600 on an outfit. And these are the guys that these people are looking up to. I do a program called GRIP with the county homeschool where some young men came in yesterday, and I had them write down what was important to them. And they start talking about money. Money is important to them. I just heard that brother on the line talk about he could give his child anything in the world, and I said that earlier. You can give your child everything he wants, but if you don't give him your time, he's going to turn out to get his influences from other different people and other different men. And they might lead him down the wrong path. You know, so it's up to us as men to step up and let these young brothers in the community know that's the only way we're going to stop some of this violence. Start hollering at these young brothers and letting them know, man, this ain't even what it's about.
You're right. All right, Lonzo, last couple words. We got about 30 seconds left. I'm going to give everybody a second to say the last couple words they got on their mind, so get your thoughts together. Closing comment, Lonzo.
I just want to let everybody know, man, the mad dads love me. There ain't nothing you can do about it.
Nice closing comment. All right. You guys have a good night. Stay safe out there. Mr. Smooth, any closing comments, last words would you like to say? Any last comments? Yes,
oh,
sir?
Yeah, I just want to say, man, it's a beautiful show. Like you said, everybody just needs to just communicate. Everybody needs to look out for everybody, no matter what, fathers, mothers, no matter what. Just everybody love everybody. Like I said, it's a war going on out there overseas and in our state. So we need to at least try stopping the ones in our state. That's the only thing we can do something about. Love y'all.
All right. Thank you very much. That was a great last comment, too. And last but not least, Miss Champion, last comment from you, my dear.
You know what? I'm a nationwide mother. My heart spreads through the nation, and I just know I got some fathers out there with bigger, just as bigger hearts than mine. I love you all. Y'all are mad dads. I'm a mad mama, and y'all can't do nothing about my love. Love y'all.
All right. We love you, too. Thank you, everybody, for being on the show and making this a great show. Come out and check out the Festival for Fathers at North Commons Park this Saturday from 11 to 4. It's 1801 James Avenue North. And we will have pony rides, free food, jumpies, bounce houses. You can eat cotton candy, ices. We'll have entertainment all over the place. There's, what is that, spray art that they can do. They can build bird houses. We've got a petting zoo there. There's all types of fun for the kids, and everything is free. Your kids can come out and win 1 of 8 bikes. We got lots of stuff. Please come out, support us, and support the fathers of our community. Thank you, and we will see y'all next week.